Good evening, everybody. In this week's parsha, we learn about Yaakov Avinu, who goes to Beis El, and on his way back, by Yusumi Beis El, the pasuk tells us that he goes from Beis El by Hiod Kibras Eretz Lavar Afrasi. He's on his way to go back to where he's traveling. By Teled Rachel, and all of a sudden, Rachel begins to give birth to Binyamin, as we know. By Hibak Shosa Belidato, the psukim tell us that Rachel Imenu has some sort of difficult labor, and she's not going to make it. But Tomer Laha Mialedes, the Mialedes realizes, the midwife realizes that it's not going to go as planned. So she tells her, at least, she gives her the good news that she's going to have another child, that she's not only going to leave over in the world Yosef, but she's also going to have Binyamin. Then Pasuk Yudches Vayihi B'tseis Nafsha Kimesa, it turns out that Rachel Imenu Taka died from giving birth to Binyamin. Vatikra Shmo Ben Oni, Va'aviv Karalo Binyamin. Vatames Rachel Vatikaver B'derech Efrasa Hi Beis Lachem Rachel Imenu. Heilige Rachel Imenu passes away, as we know, on the road, which is in Beis Lachem, Ayatzev Yaakov Matzeva. So here's the important pasuk. Yaakov Avinu sets up some sort of monument. He makes some sort of matzeva on top of her grave. Al Kvurasa, he matzeves Kvuras Rachel ad hayom hazeh. So I thought, maybe perhaps we'll spend a couple of minutes just talking a little bit about a hakamas matzeva. What is this all about? And whether it was appropriate for Yaakov Avinu really to erect a matzeva for his wife, Rachel. Why would someone assume not? So we'll see in a couple of minutes. But let's first give the background to the halacha of hakamas matzeva. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Moed Katan that there are different times in the year when we encourage people to do certain things. One of those times a year is Echad ba'Adar, says the Gemara. On the first day of Adar, we encourage people to think about giving machzis hashekel because the time is going to come when they'll have to give it. And then in the middle of that list, it says, "Umitzainin es hakvaros." On Echad ba'Adar, we tell everybody, make sure that you remember to put a tziyun on the kever. Make sure you put some sort of demarcation to know that this is where a particular individual is buried. Amram Shimon ben Pazi, picking up on that line in the Mishnah, it seems that there's a real chiyuv, there's a real responsibility on relatives to make sure that there's a tziyun, that there's a monument on top of the kever of the nifter. So Rav Shimon ben Pazi asks, how do I know such a thing? Where do we get this idea from? Yes, it says that Yaakov Avinu did it for Rachel. Maybe he just loved her so much, but who said there's a chiyuv to do so? So says the Gemara Moed Katan as follows, Remez l'tziyun kivaros min haTorah minayin. How do I know that there's a real, absolute chiyuv to put a hakamas matzeva on top of a kever? Tam alomar, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, the Gemara brings a pasuk that they built a tzion on top of a kever. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, hamakamid leisi Yecheskel man amar. Yecheskel wasn't at the beginning of times. So who told Yaakov Avinu to do it? How do we know until Yecheskel came along, how did people know to put a matzeva on top of a kever? Where'd they get this idea from? Says the Gemara, for a whole discussion there, the Gemara turns out, the maskana is, Elo Gemara Gemirila, the Gemara seems to say it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, or something like that, we had some sort of mesorah that you have to do so. V'asi Yecheskel v'asmacha akra. Yecheskel came along and said that it was based on a certain pasuk, but really it was way before Yecheskel's time. We knew that this was a halacha l'moshe misinai, it was already a very old halacha, age-old halacha, before Yecheskel came around. So the Rishonim right away point out, well, if you read the simple reading of the Gemara over here, it would seem, in Moed Katan, that one is a chi of midaraisa to put a tzion on top of a kever. Either it's halacha l'moshe misinai, or it's some sort of mesorah that we have from way back when, but it would seem that at least Yecheskel said it's an asmachta, something very serious. It sounds like it's a din d'araisa. So Tosis and the Ritva, they're discussing it, and Tosis and Baba Basra has it as well. And Tosis comes out that it's not a chi of d'araisa. Tosis says we have Mefurish Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida on Daf Nun Zayin is talking about a whole sugi there, is talking about the kusim. As we know, the Kusim were people who believed only in the Torah Shebichsav, not in the Torah Shebalpeh. So it made life very difficult. We had Kusim living within the Jewish community. They were Jews, just they didn't accept Torah Shebalpeh. So they had many different halachos than the regular mainstream Judaism had, the halachos. It was very different. So how do we deal with the Kusim? So the Gemara says, well, you could trust them for this, you can't trust them on that. And the bottom line of the Gemara is that you're allowed to trust them on anything that is a Mefur Shepasuk and Chumash. Why? Because they follow the Chumash the same way we follow the Chumash. However, if it's a drasha, so then we don't trust the Kusim on that. So the Gemara says, in the middle of that sugya, the Gemara says, Kusim ne'emanim al tziyun akvaros. If a Kusi comes along and he tells me, by the way, you're a Kohen, you have nothing to worry about, over here is where the Kever is, over here is where the Tziyun is, you're allowed to believe him that he did it properly. You're allowed to believe him that he put up the Matzeva in the proper place and he didn't misrepresent where the Kever actually is. Says the Gemara there, what do you mean? Apagav demidrabananhu? Even though putting a matzeva on top of a kever is only midrabanan, so the kusi shouldn't be believed, because the kusim didn't believe in dinam derabanan, they only believed in dinam deraisa. So maybe, says the Gemara, maybe we shouldn't trust the kusi when he comes along and he says that over here is where the matzeva is, because this is where the kever is. Says the Gemara, you're right, but since Yecheskel based it on a pasuk, So it would seem that it has a more serious tone to it. So even the Kusim followed the halacha of putting a tzion on a kever. But you see, Mefurish and the Gemara says, Tosfos, you see that the Gemara assumes that putting a tzion on top of a kever is only midrabbanan. So we assume, whether it's deraisa or derabbanan, it's certainly something, it's a very widespread minig. In fact, one of the Balei HaTosfos writes in the end of Parshas, in the beginning of Parshas Shmos, he writes that if you look in the last words in Parshas Vayechi, the Pasuk says, Vayasem ba'aram b'mitzrayim, that they put him in a box in Mitzrayim, and then the very next words in the beginning of Parshas Shmos are, Ve'elu Shmos b'nei Yisrael. So one of the Balei HaTosfos writes, Mikan is a remez that you have to make sure that when you put an aron, you make sure that there's a way that people later on can know, Ve'elu Shmos b'nei Yisrael. This is the heritage, this is the lineage, this is who is here, this is who's in this aron. That's one of the asmachtas that the Balei HaTosfos have. Okay, obviously it's a remez, it's not a real din d'oraisa, he's just finding a nice mucker in the Torah for it. Perhaps that's what it means. But this is a widespread practice, we assume it's generally only midrabbanan. So much so did it become a practice that the Chidah writes in one of his tshuvas that let's say a person leaves over in his tzava, that he doesn't want them to put a matzeva on his kever, we do not listen to him. We don't listen to such a person. Why? Because this is the understanding, this is the basic understanding that every human being who passes away is going to have a matzeva on top of the kever. We don't just leave it idly, we don't just leave it open, we don't honor the request of a nifter who leaves a request not to have a matzeva. Yes, we might limit the amount of praise that we put on the matzeva, like many gedolim left in their tzava, but to put up a matzeva, that's something one definitely has to do. And there are many different minhagim in the achronim, exactly when the matzeva should be put up. Some achronim say you put it up at the end of Shiva, some say you put it up at the end of Shloshim, some say Yud Beis Chodesh, and Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix, when you say Yud Beis Chodesh, what exactly does it mean? Is the matzeva that we shouldn't forget the nifter, so therefore you put it up before the end of Yud Beis Chodesh, because we say, Eina Meis Mishtakeach Min Alev Yud Beis Chodesh, we remember the Nifter. So before we forget, we want to make sure to put it up. That's one day in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Or says Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe Faker, maybe after we forgot about him, Rachmana Litzlam, but after we forget about the Nifter after 12 months, that's when we should put it up, to remind ourselves of the Nifter. So that's 2 days, as many different Minhagim. Obviously, whenever it comes up, a person should follow whatever the Minig is in his particular family or his particular community. So there are three different names that we find throughout the Chazal. We find three different ways of referring to a matzeva. One is we find, obviously, that it's called a matzeva. Like there are three reasons why we have a hakamas matzeva. One is like the Gemara has in Bab Metzia Daf Pehei, has a story about Reish Lakish that he used to go around and put a tzion on the matzeva. He used to make sure to let everybody know exactly where the matzeva was. The Gemara has in Baba Basra as well that one of the Amaram used to go around and put a tzion on the matzeva as well, that everyone should know. So the first reason is because, why were they so careful? Why were the Amaram spending their time going around and putting matzevas up? The reason why was because they were concerned about Tumas Kohanim. Because if a Kohen's going to walk by, they didn't always have cemeteries that were in big squares the way we have it now. They had these ma'aros, they used to have caves all over the place. So you have to put a sign that Kohanim should know to stay away from such a place. So that's reason number one for a matzeva. Reason number two that we find is like the Gemara has in Sota Daf Yudalud, the Bach over there writes a beautiful story that Mipnei Man Nistater Makom Kivro Shel Moshe Rabbeinu Me'enei Basar Adam. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu's kever was hidden from us? What do you mean? We would be misfollowed by Moshe Rabbeinu's kever all the time. We know that we go to Kever Rachel, we go to Kivrei Avos, we all go to Maris HaMachpelah, so why shouldn't we have the opportunity to go to Moshe Rabbeinu as well? Says the Bach, the reason why is Shegoli V'yadu Alefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew She'asid Beis HaMikdash L'charev Hashem saw into the future Kavei Yachal, and he knew that there would come a time that we would be in Galus and that we would have a Churban Beis HaMikdash V'Yisrael Yiglu Me'artzim, and we would be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael Shema Yavo L'Kivr Shamoshe. So what's our knee-jerk reaction when such a thing would happen? We would go to the Heilig of Moshe Rabbeinu's Kever. We would say, Moshe Rabbeinu, how are you not being mispallow for us? So the Bach says, V'Yischananu V'Omen Moshe Mavatelas Egzera. Kodesh Baruch Hu would have no choice. If we would go be mispallow by Moshe Rabbeinu's Kever, he would have no choice but to listen to him. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavei Yachal, he hid the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we shouldn't have that opportunity. So you see, reason number two, the Gemara has also about the story of the Meraglim, Sota Daf Lamed Daled. The Gemara says that Kalev ben Yifuna went out of his way to be misfollowed by Kivrei Avos. So you see, the second reason why we have a Matzeva is that people should know, this is where the ancestor is buried, this is where the grandfather is buried, this is where the tzaddik is buried, and they should come and be misfollowed, be mevakish for whatever they might need. And the third reason that the Mekubalim say is because a matzeva, for some Kabbalistic reason, I'm not sure exactly what it means, but they say that the nefesh, that the neshama of the nifter, resides somewhere above the kever. So you leave a matzeva there, something to appease the nefesh. Not sure exactly what it means. More al derech hanister, it's not exactly my comfort zone. So there are three different reasons that we find as to why we put up a matzeva on a kever. The Chafetz Chaim writes a very beautiful paragraph. I'll just read it to you in the Avas Chesed. Avas Chesed is the Chafetz Chaim's sefer, which talks about all the dinim of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So the Chafetz Chaim writes over there, Yesh anashim sherotzim lasos yad v'shem lezecher olam al nishmas avoseihem. He says there are people who want to make some sort of memorial for their parents, for their grandparents. V'osim la matzeva shel evin shayish, and they go and they buy a fancy matzeva that's made out of marble, umufoteches bepituche chosam, and they have all these engravings on it. V'osios muzhavos, and they have golden engravements on it. Or he says, siyurim mukracham harbe, they put all sorts of different kinds of things. They make beautiful flowers on it, or they have chains around it. The Ksav Sofer has a tshuva about whether you're allowed to put chains around the matzeva or not. Interesting discussion there. V'yeshem osifon lezanatios yafos, some people put beautiful trees around it as well. U'kadomim mitanuge b'nei adam, we think that the same way when I live in a house, I want to have trees around my garden. The same way when I live in a house, I want to have a fence around my backyard. So too, we should do it for the nifter. Or for mechabed, our parents, we should do the same thing. U'mefazer mazem mamon harbe, zak techavetz chayim, we spend a lot of money going ahead and doing so. V'choshvim, and we think, shebazeh, that by doing so, by being mechabed our parents, by planting trees next to the kever, or by spending all this money to have a fancy matzeva that's engraved in gold or whatever it is, osim nachas ruach gedolah nishmas hanifter. We think that we're doing a big favor to the nifter. Look how much kavod we're showing the nifter. V'kama toz, says the Chafetz Chaim, what a mistake it is. Kama toz tom elu ha'anashim b'machshava hazu. What a mistake it is that we think in such a way. She'ein bazeh zok the Chafetz Chaim shum to'elas l'nishmas hameis. Zok the Chafetz Chaim, the mace is sitting in Shamayim and he's laughing at us. You think this is what I care about? You think I care to have trees around my kever? You think I care to have the golden engravements on my makom kvura? Afal pi shevada etzem ha-matzeva hu inyan nitzrach l'nefesh ha-meis. Yes, one does have to put a matzeva for whatever the reason you're going to say, but one does have to put a matzeva k'mash amr chazal b'shkalim. However, he says, yoser tov ha'ilahem. The Chafetz Chaim says, I would suggest to people that it's better sheyatzimu matzeva she'eni yakara kol kach, that they should spend less money on the matzeva. Uve'osvios pshutos v'lo mizhavos, you should engrave it without the gold, just have a nice engravement on there. Uvali tzitzim uprachim, don't have any caricatures, don't have any different pictures on there. Uvali natios, don't have the flowers. V'yeser ha'otzosha nofam hazeh, and all the extra money that one saves by not having all of those extra things on the kever, hayu lahem liknos shas v'litnu lebeis hamedrash. Zok the Chafetz Chaim, it would be more meaningful to the nifter if we gave all that extra money, we bought svarim and gave it to a beis medrash, if he bought sidurim and gave it to a shul, that would be a much greater memorial for our parents, for our ancestors, if we would do so. If we make some sort of gemilas chasadim out of it, this would be a much greater kavod. This would be a much greater memorial for our ancestors if we would do that and spend all the money on that instead of spending the money on making a very fancy matzeva. So this is what the Chafetz Chaim writes. The question is, what about when you have a makam kvura? What about when you have a burial place of a tzaddik or a great tzaddikus? So should we assume that the same responsibility is upon the family of the tzaddik to put up a matzeva? Or should we assume that for some reason the matzeva of a tzaddik is not necessary? So this is an interesting question. The Rambam writes as follows in Hilchos Avel, Mitzaynin es hakaros ebornin nefesh al hakever. Zok the Rambam, you have to put a matzeva on top of the makam of the kever. However, he says, quoting Yerushalmi and Shkalim, the Rambam writes, Hatzadikim ein bonu lahem nefesh al broseim. When you come to a tzaddik who's nifter, who passes away, you don't put a matzeva on top of the makam kvura. Why? Divreim heinem zichronim, says the Rambam. We learned so much Torah from this Talmud Chacham. What do you think, we're going to forget about him? Every day in Shir, we say over a chiddush from the Talmud Chacham. Every morning we get up and we say, oh, do you remember, you tell your children, you remember Zaidi, you remember this Bubba, you tell them stories about the grandparents. What do you think? You think we're going to forget the great tzaddik? We're not going to forget. Yes, if it's Tom, a regular grandparent who nobody remembers, okay, then we're going to forget about them. You better put up a matzeva. However, Zakhtar Rambam, we don't put up a matzeva for a tzaddik because we're never going to forget about them. Divreyem, when we talk about the milas, the great attributes of this person, that is the zikar, and that's going to make us remember them. They'll never be forgotten. That's based on Yerushalmi and Shkalim, that the Yerushalmi writes that we don't put up a matzeva for tzaddikim. So the Achronim have a kasha. What do you mean? We find all over the world that we put up matzevas for tzaddikim. We've had great tzaddikim over all the generations. The Ksav Sofer talks about it. How did he justify putting up a matzeva for his father, the Ksav Sofer? He was a great tzaddik. Everyone agreed to that. So how do you explain why we do so? And not just that, we find over here in our parsha by Yaakov Avinu that he puts up a matzeva for his wife, Rachel Imenu, who was a great tzaddikess. Why are you putting it up? Don't we know the Yerushalmi says, Divrei Menim Zechronim? So why is Yaakov Avinu spending so much money going out of his way? He wants to make a Kfuras Rachel Imenu in order that all of us should come be Mispal. What do you mean? Divrei Menim Zechronim. You think we would ever forget about Rachel Imenu? Who could forget about her? So why do we need the Matseva, or why do we have it at all by the Tzadikim if in fact the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that we don't go ahead and put up a Matseva for Tzadikim? Now, parenthetically, it's interesting to note that the Mechaber does not quote this halach. Mechaber does not quote it. The Rambam has it. The Mechaber doesn't have it. But we generally assume this Yerushalmi has some sort of truth to it, and the Rambam quotes that halacha l'maisa, so we have to deal with it. What do you do with this Rambam? So the Malbim writes on this week's Parsha an unbelievable insight. The Menchas Elazar I saw has in a tshuva as well on his own. He doesn't quote the Malbim, but it's a beautiful chiddush, and he has a diuk in the pasuk. With this, we'll close. Zok the Malbim as follows: Hamatseva she'osim ala meisim. This matseva that we make on top of the makom where the mace is buried. Hu lahazkir ma'is of ledoros. It is in order that the future generations should always remember the ma'ilus of this person. They should remember the attributes of this person who passed away. We don't want that it should ever be forgotten from our generations who the previous generations were. Zok the Malbim, you can't say that by Rachel Imenu we would have forgotten all of her attributes had we not put up a matzeva. Yaakov Avinu, that wasn't his intention when he put up a matzeva for her. Rachel Imenu is one of the greatest people. She was one of the Nashim Tzidkani, was one of the Imos. We would have spoken about her with or without the matseva. What do you think? That's why we need it. And we know the Yerushalmi says, I know some nafshos letzadikim. We're never going to stop talking about Rachel. So really, we didn't need it. Zakte Malbim, v'haisa hamatseva. You know why we needed it? Rak lahakir makam akvura. We needed it just so that we would know where she's buried. V'lo lahazkir maseh. It wasn't to remind ourselves of how great a person she was. We know. We're going to talk about her forever, for eternity. But we want to know where our children can turn when they want to be mispal. If you read carefully, what does the pasuk say? It says that Yaakov Avinu makes a matseva. It doesn't say al Rachel. It doesn't say that he makes a matseva for his wife Rachel in order that we should remember who she is. No. He says, "Vayatzev Yaakov Matseva al Kvurasa." He makes it on the place where her Aaron was. Why? In order that we, future generations, not so that we should remember what she did and how great she was, but rather, Zok the Malbim, it's that we should know where the places that she's buried in order that we should be able to come and visit there. And similarly, the Ksav Sofer writes that this was the way he understood why they were allowed to make a Matseva for his father, the Ksav Sofer. It wasn't so that we should remember the Ksav Sofer. Everyone's going to remember him. We're never going to stop learning his Tshuvas and his Svarim and his Chidushim and his Drashas and everything else that he gave to us. However, Zok the Ksav Sofer, it's for us as ancestors, as children, as future generations, to be able to go visit Kibri Tzadikim, to be able to be mispalel and be mischanin, like the Gemara say all over the place, that there is an inyan to be mispalel by Kibri Tzadikim. So that sometimes, even though the Yerushalmi says you don't have to make a matseva for a tzadik, however, if you're concerned that we're not going to know where the tzadik is buried, then you do have to make. Why? In order that we, in future generations, should be able to go and visit that place to be mispalel by Kibri others. Again, either way, there is a well-rooted minig that we do a matseva. As we said, Tosis has a discussion whether it's Daraisa Drabanan, it's a big shaila. But either way, it is a very widespread minig. It's something that the Chida writes, as we said, we don't have a right to even be machal for ourselves. It's considered a tremendous bizayin if a person leaves in his tava that he doesn't want a matseva. We don't honor that request. And it's something that that really does have many reasons why we do such a thing. Again, reason number one is that the Kohanim should know not to go there. Reason number two is because the neshama somehow hovers above the kever, and the Mekubalim say that it's good to have a matseva on top. And reason number three, again, is that we should know a place where we could all be mispalim. That's the Malbim's diak in our pasuk by Rachel Imenu.